Let's take a good deep breath, put on some music, and do this with a marab. You already know. You already know. That's why it's offensive when you say things like, I don't know, because then that's what your reality becomes. You say, I don't know, the energy is going to give you that. You really put a veil around yourself, and then you don't know, and you won't know, and you can't know. Instead of the I don't know, would you give me that hat, Linda? Instead of that, I don't know, you do know. And you know better than anyone else. You notice I'm not wearing it. I don't want to mess up Calder's thinning hair. Anyway, Kathumi's teaching me humor. I'm not perfect at it yet. Yes, I am. I know better. I know better than to say I don't know. I don't know is toxic. I know better than anyone else what's good for me. I know better than to just collect data points and try to make a decision based on that. Data points are interesting and they're fine in some cases, but not in where your life goes. Data points are fine in terms of understanding how to turn on your dishwasher. That's what data points are for. Turning on your dishwasher. Some of you still haven't figured that out. It's okay. We'll get there. Data points aren't intended to run life. And you see, life is going that route right now. More and more data points with computers. A lot of data points. Trillions of data points every nanosecond. That's not what makes life. That's not what opens the heart and brings love and fulfillment. Data points, a series of data points do not make for healthy decisions. Because if you use a series of data points to try to make decisions about your life and your happiness and your sovereignty, the data points are just going to ask for more data points. And then those data points will ask for more data points, and you'll never come into your own energy. Take a good deep breath. It's as simple, it is as simple as holding that scepter. It's yours. It's your reminder. And letting it illuminate that dark room. You could spend a lifetime searching around in the dark in that room, trying to collect enough data points to determine what it looks like and what that room is composed of. And even then, it won't be accurate. Just like history is not really accurate, it's a series of data points. There's some truth to it, yeah, but it's not really accurate. Your perception of yourself is based on a lot of data points. You call it your past. Well, that's not really who you are. It's also based on a lot of emotional decisions that were far short of your true potential. You know better. All the answers are there. Let's do this. Let's bypass the traditional way of making choice and decision, the traditional way of understanding reality. Hold on to that scepter and let it take you to the fields of your potential. And those fields seem to go on and on. Beautiful, beautiful fields of potentials, just kind of like strawberry fields. The one berry, the one fruit that is truly your heart's passion, that'll come forward and it'll be so obvious above and beyond all the others. Stop thinking so much. Stop saying, I don't know. Stop trying to use data points to get out of duality. Won't work. Data, 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 emotion, decision doesn't work. There's an incredible reality out there, and we're going to go into, you're going to go into. And it might seem a little frightening at first because you're so used to being data point driven, researching things. We're going to go beyond that into true supersensory, or I like to call it supersensual. There's no data points there. It's kind of like love, you know, try to describe it. It's hard to. It's the same thing with where we're going, and it's not logical, and that's a good thing. It's not limited. So, dear Shambro, let's use this occasion on the celebration of the Day of Love coming up soon, February 14th. Let's use this occasion now to truly go beyond the old way of making decisions, perceiving yourself and the world. Let's go into supersensory, and I'm not even going to explain what it is. Just take hold of that scepter. It'll bring you there. I know it will. That's a guarantee that it will. Take hold of that scepter, and whether it's a decision in your life, whether it's simply changing your perception of yourself or having a bigger perception, whether it's really understanding your history and your past, well, no matter what it is, leave data points to things like how to turn on your electric toothbrush. Some of you are still struggling with that. Leave data points to how to operate your computer. But for you, for your heart, for your well-being as you stay here on this planet, there's a whole new way of perceiving reality, of going into your potentials, finding true answers, answers that don't come from God. You know, God is just a bunch of damn data. Oh, really? The Bible, what is that? Data. You don't experience God by all these data points, and that's what scholars do. I think they're so damn smart, but it comes from the heart, from the feeling, from the super sensory. That's where we're going. It's not scary. Feel into this great big dark room now. Feel into it. Instead of using the old way of data points and then emotions and decisions now, just stand there with scepter in hand. For a moment, yes, it's the human. It could be a little frightening saying it's nothing but a great big dark room. I have no idea what's in here. It could be treacherous. And then that fades away. As you hold true to yourself, it fades away. And suddenly, feel right now what happens. Suddenly, allowing yourself your true consciousness. Feel what happens to that room right now. See, and there's that moment of quiet, a moment of wondering and even trying to fill the quiet. And when you take a couple deep breaths, you remember, I know better. Take a couple deep breaths into the true sensory nature of yourself. And you realize it's all right here. Anything you want to know about your life, your next moves, your potentials, your opportunities, everything's all right here. Your realization was always here. But when you said, I don't know how to get there, I don't know when it will happen, you stayed in the dark. You kept the lights off. No more. Take hold of that scepter and realize, I know better. Let's take a deep breath together, dear Shambhram. And thank you for allowing me to test my new humor out. I think I did quite well. Thank you. Golf clapping over here. Thank you. I think I did quite well. I'll have to go back and report to Kathumi. I guess he's going to send me a bill now for the classes. It was a money-back guarantee, but I don't mind paying him because, what a great gift. I don't have to worry about where the money's going to come to pay Kathumi. I don't have to say, I don't know where it's going to come from. I know better. It's already here. So, dear Shambhra, let's take a deep breath. We'll return next month for my graphic and vivid images of me as a woman in my past lives. With that, remember that in spite of the sadness and the craziness on the planet, ultimately, all is well in all creation. Thank you, dear Shambhra. Happy Valentine's Month. Open the heart.